Okay, great. Well, we are in a very wet, damp-looking Sheffield on the top of John Lewis's car park. And today we've got Roger Cheatham. Over to you, Roger.
Good afternoon, Martin, and thank you very much for inviting me onto your podcast today to share with your audience a little about my forthcoming River of Resilience workshop, which will be taking place aboard HB Hardfleet moored at Victoria Quays, Sheffield, this very Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The name pretty much says what it does on the tin. It's the River of Resilience. And yes, thanks to Chris for pointing out to me that it's not on a river, it is on a canal.
Right.
But there's a bit of poetic license there, obviously, and the alliteration works so much better with a River of Resilience rather than Canal of Resilience. And the day will have resilience running through it like a river. We're going to be looking at all aspects of resilience. So if you're facing hard times at the moment, we're looking at the tools and techniques that can help you get out from that. If things are going fairly well at the moment, then we will prepare you with a toolkit so that when those moments strike, you're able to deal with them in a better equipped way, and possibly, by the level of resilience we'll be looking at, maybe avoid those situations coming about altogether. Now, you may be thinking, what qualifies me to speak about resilience? Do I have a BA honours in it or something like that? Absolutely not. It's all based on my own real life experience, but it's not going to be a day talking about me. Some of you will be pleased to know. It is based on my learnings and experiences as an attempted murder survivor back in 2013. And I am very keen to use the term there, attempted murder survivor, rather than attempted murder victim, as I saw myself initially. As well as that may be a very small change in semantics, it's a massive change in mindset and outlook. And whilst I could have laid there wallowing in that bed thinking to myself, well, that's it, 43 years of age and I'm now on the scrap heap, and I don't deny there were times I felt like that, then I've got to the stage now where I can honestly stand in front of everything from classrooms to boardrooms and share from the heart that that is one of the best things that has ever happened to me because of the changes it's made in my life and the opportunities it's given me to help other people overcome the difficulties, challenges and obstacles that they may be facing in their life. And that is what the River of Resilience culminates in this coming Saturday, where, as I mentioned, it's going to be a day's worth of looking at resilience from all aspects and the problems it may be able to solve for you in your life. It's aboard HB Hardfleet, so it's going to be a deliberate small number so that anyone that comes along with anxieties that's wanting to find the resilience to overcome that doesn't find themselves in a room bursting at the seams with strangers, and also being aboard a Darabout on the canal means we have a real tranquil setting as well for the day's worth of invaluable resilience content, as well as teas, coffees, lunch included, and 2 hours cruising on the Sheffield Canal as well, all in the company of like-minded people. It is being run as a non-profit event, so there's the opportunity for people to come along for the break-even figure of £49 as an attendee, or there are still a very limited number of sponsorship spaces available at just £97, so less than the price of 2 attendee tickets. If you're in the Sheffield area, you have something to promote, whether that be a business or a cause, then do check us out on Eventbrite. There is a link there, and the event is the River of Resilience taking place here in Sheffield, Victoria Quays, this coming Saturday, the 26th of October. And thank you very much again, Martin, for the opportunity to share. I hope that didn't come across silly, because that's certainly not what I'm about for a non-profit event, but I'm very driven by helping other people to better themselves, to overcome their difficulties, and having the platform via this podcast to share that with your listeners, Martin, has really helped me with that. So thank you very much indeed.
Good. Well, I've met you a few times now. The interesting thing about a word resilience is not something that I've ever come across before.
Okay.
So intriguingly, is it something that before your 2000, is it 5 years ago now? Was that 6 years ago, I guess?
2013, so it's over 6 years ago now. Yeah, coming up to seven.
Was resilience a word that you would have used previous?
It's probably not a word I would have used as a pub landlord, to be honest. But looking back, it's probably a word that, even without knowing that it existed, and it certainly wasn't in common use in my daily vocabulary, it's probably something that was tested on a daily basis, my resilience, without even realising that was a word for it.
So this, I mean, I was going to say it was unfortunate. It was more than unfortunate. It was a dreadful incident and so on. But resilience, you discovered your natural resilience. Is that what it was? And now you want to share that? Is that the idea? Or share how everybody can maybe bring that out in themselves?
That's a great question, and I've often debated with many people about natural resilience, and I am a big believer that all of us are born with an amount of resilience. I tend to see resilience more as a muscle. We're all born with muscles, but those that work out several hours a day in the gym have more defined muscles than those of us which are more towards the end of the spectrum of the couch potato. So whilst we're all born with resilience, I do think it's not just a case of, oh well, I wasn't born with any resilience, so that's it. I think resilience is there, and it can be worked on and developed as with any other muscle, and that's the reason I do use that analogy.
Okay, right. Well, that's an interesting one. So I mean, I'm thinking first thing that came to mind was survival instinct. So I'm thinking it is an instinct, which you say is there. So you're nurturing that, taking the positives from that, and coming under the banner of resilience. Then is that how you look at it? I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea. Why would people go along if they didn't have that experience, for example? Most people don't get.
That's it. I mean, mine is very much an extreme.
Yes.
Occurrence, and I'm quite pleased that it is. In fact, I'm very pleased that it is such
a very rare thing.
A rare occurrence. So, yeah. I guess what I'm saying in answer to that question is that if the skill sets and the mindset, and looking at all aspects of resilience on the day, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, I've probably had to learn those to quite a degree to overcome something as big as this.
Right. So you wouldn't it wouldn't be instinct then. You think you can learn resilience?
I think it's something that can be, again, developed like a muscle. Very much so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it described like that. I don't see why I would have done it, if you see what I mean. So I think
absolutely.
The more I think about it, the more it's applicable across everyday life, and people would be better off if they were more resilient. Is there another way of describing what's the dictionary definition of resilience?
Dictionary definition, there are several that I'd come across in my research in trying to put it into real life terms.
Yeah.
And the one that I tend to use mainly about resilience is the ability to remain strong, healthy, or successful after something bad happens. There is another one that I often refer to in my international keynote speeches, and that one is the ability of something to return to its original form after being bent, pulled, or stretched, etc. And the example given is nylon, and I usually joke that given after the attack, I no longer have the legs for nylons. We tend to avoid using that particular definition of it.
Okay. Yes. That's one way of looking at it. That hadn't occurred to me.
And again, that's me sort of with a little bit of humour at my own expense. Because again, one of the things that I do focus on as one of the tools that really helps build the resilience is humour, and I don't think we find enough of that in our lives today.
Well, I agree with you there. I think we should treat life a little less irreverently or less reverently. maybe have a bit of humour, and that is resilience, I suppose. You know, you laugh at adversity. There's a good one, isn't it? I can see that. I think that will be very beneficial. So, you know, people would benefit as maybe, you know, as a precursor to anything that's going to happen or type in your life, that you build up a natural resilience. If you, hearing your story, you get inspired, I guess. Is that how you kind of feel that you're bringing it to the table? Do you see what I mean? Excuse me.
Okay, no problem. I very much do use my, unless I misunderstood the question, I very much do use what's happened to me rather than it being a sympathy grab or a pity party or from the victim point of view. I do deliberately use it to motivate and inspire other people.
Yeah.
And particularly when I share this in school classrooms, I will sort of share the story and then explain to the students that I hope the next time they need to find the resilience to do the homework and hand it in on time, revise for the next test or exam, or to say no to peer pressure when their mates are wanting them to go to the local shopping mall or cinema or wherever the young people hang out these days. Hopefully thinking about a story on the scale of this one and applying it to their everyday life will inspire them to find the resilience to make the right decision in those situations.
That's good. You know, people make you think a little bit more about it. They are more resilient. Yes, I'll start using this word as a means, you know, when you're in business or, you know, just in everyday life, as you say, it's got a resonance. So,
yeah, and the other thing with it is people often see resilience as the parachute, for the want of a better analogy, where you just pull the ripcord when life is really bad. I think it's worth remembering that resilience, as I mentioned earlier, not only can prepare us better for when times go bad, it can sometimes make some of those situations not happen at all. And also the other even more positive view I have on resilience is when life is going good, then applying the tool sets such as humour that we touched on and several other that I'll be covering during the River of Resilience workshop means that everyday life can be taken from good to great. And my message to anyone on resilience is that, choose how dark things get, not only can you get through it, you can emerge a stronger, more positive and improved version of yourself.
Brilliant. That's a great way to finish. And we've got the bell telling us as well it's over. So, great. Okay, thanks, Roger. We'll call that a day, and good luck with the workshop.
Thank you very much indeed, Martin.